This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How some landlords bully renters to leave even without an eviction notice. I'm David Brancaccio. First, U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo has wrapped up a four-day trip to China, calling the mission productive. Raimondo met Chinese counterparts in Beijing and on the last day in Shanghai met with U.S. businesses. She briefed reporters before heading out, and Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack was there.
Secretary Raimondo started her day visiting the Shanghai campus of New York University. She then toured Shanghai Disneyland and Boeing. Her message is there are many areas where the U.S. and China can still do business, and that the U.S. will not negotiate on national security, but do it in a way that's narrowly targeted. This message is a bit of a tough sell. American business groups say U.S.-China tensions do affect Chinese consumer sentiment, and even Chinese companies not affected by U.S. export controls or sanctions see working with American firms as a political risk. Since the start of the tit-for-tat tariffs in 2018, a lot of Chinese people feel the U.S. is trying to suppress and contain China's rise. Secretary Raimondo denies this and says the U.S. is not trying to decouple from the Chinese economy. She now leaves China with promises of more talks and open channels of communications. And both sides say at least the U.S. and China are talking again. In Shanghai Pudong Airport, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.
Major energy producers in the Gulf of Mexico closed some operations ahead of Hurricane Idalia, which has now made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region. This includes evacuating offshore oil platforms. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
A Chevron spokesman told Reuters that non-essential workers are being evacuated from its Petronius and Blind Faith platforms, and all employees aboard its Genesis platform are leaving. But production is continuing at other Chevron oil and gas facilities in the Gulf. That's because Hurricane Idalia is hitting the Gulf Coast of Florida, avoiding the coasts of Texas and Louisiana, where refineries are located. But when those areas are hit, in addition to the loss of life and property damage, they can shut down oil production. After the massive Hurricane Katrina plowed into Louisiana and Mississippi in 2005, the average price for a gallon of regular gas rose 46 cents, according to the Energy Information Agency. The Minneapolis Fed reports Hurricane Katrina affected 25% of crude oil production in the U.S. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
When renters are evicted, many can end up in worse housing, if not homeless. Data show health problems often worsen, kids have more trouble at school, and chances of losing a job goes up. Now, pre-pandemic, landlords filed something in the range of 3.6 million eviction cases a year nationwide, according to Princeton's Eviction Lab. During a stretch of pandemic, some places barred evictions for a time, but now the numbers have skyrocketed, and that doesn't count those forced out without formal eviction proceedings when landlords threaten or use other illegal tactics. Christopher Connolly from KERA News in Dallas reports.
Back in January, Nicole Hernandez was renting a room in Garland, Texas, when her relationship with her landlord went south. She says the landlord wanted her to leave. Hernandez said she'd go when a court told her to and stopped paying rent. Instead of filing an eviction case, though, Hernandez says the landlord and her family subjected her to months of what she calls harassment and abuse.
They've cut the valves on my tires. They've kicked in a deadbolt lock on my door and stole my fan out of my room.
Hernandez has called the police, but she can't definitively prove who's behind all that. Her landlord didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. This summer, the landlord finally took Hernandez to court for non-payment of rent. Hernandez lost and was given about a week to move out or appeal. But later that day, she says she came home and her window air conditioner was smashed. It was over 100 degrees that week.
The heat was making me very sick, and I felt like it was hard for me to breathe, just walk from my bed into the bathroom.
Stories like this don't surprise Mark Melton from the Dallas Eviction Advocacy Center. He's heard about landlords allegedly pulling breakers on air conditioners, illegally towing cars, banging on tenants' windows in the middle of the night. And while he can't be certain it's the landlord in every case, Melton says they have a motive.
They want to make it as miserable as possible for that tenant to stay so that they'll leave voluntarily so that they don't have to go through the trouble of filing an eviction.
Tenants' rights advocates say it's even more common for landlords to use tactics that are likely illegal but hard to prove are retaliatory. Say a landlord refuses to renew a lease because a tenant is demanding repairs or files an eviction case with no grounds to evict. Jason Simon from the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas says most landlords do follow the law, but there are bad actors.
I mean, I would condemn anyone for putting someone's life at risk over an air conditioner or retaliating or destroying someone's home.
Melton, the eviction lawyer, agrees, but he does see this kind of landlord behavior a lot.
Primarily around people that are poor, where they are just being abused.
In a lot of cases, Melton says renters could pursue legal recourse, but that can be time-consuming and complicated, so many of them just end up moving out. In Dallas, I'm Christopher Connolly for Marketplace.
And keyword here, spamouflage. Facebook parent Meta has taken down the biggest secret influence operation ever identified. A report released yesterday says about 9,000 accounts across Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and the short message site formerly known as Twitter were involved in a covert effort to advance the interests of China. Even Pinterest accounts were taken down. Meta says the operation, while widespread, did not result in much engagement from users. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.